It is time for another Come See Me report, presented in part by Champion Services and Empire Pizza.
Make your Monday an epic Empire night. Every Monday, kids eat free with every adult entree on dine-in orders. Eat good and save big at any of Empire's six great locations. Empire Pizza. Eat, drink, gather.
Hey, everyone. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We specialize in roofing, siding, windows, gutter, remodeling, flooring, anything you could think of. Come visit us as we're setting up our new showroom on Anderson Road, right next to our car dealership. Love to see you there.
And the Come See Me Festival is practically here. I guess you can say this is Come See Me Eve. The festival gets underway tomorrow, Thursday, April the 3rd, with the Come See Me Parade starting at 6:30. Then on Friday, April the 4th, Ashley, what happens on your birthday, by the way?
We have Musical Mania and Chalk on Maine.
And we have two of the team leaders for this event joining us here. We've got Tara Park and Brittany Morgan. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And we want to explain to folks, it is Musical Mania, right, Tara?
Musical Mania.
Two of us in this room called it Music Mania. So it's Musical Mania. Well, what can we expect on Friday, April the 4th? Where do we need to take our little ones, first of all? Where's the location?
We are at Fountain Park, downtown, 4:30 to 6:30. All are welcome. This is one of our favorite events. Brittany and I have done it the last few years. This is where we'll have a drum circle. We'll have different music stations, guitars, a xylophone, lots of things for the little ones.
Brittany, do folks need to bring their own musical instruments, or there'll be plenty there on hand to make plenty of noise?
No, we have tables set up all around the fountain, and we have all of the instruments there for everyone to play. The kids will get a little passport, and every music instrument they play, they get a stamp, and then they can take it to the Reinhardt Realty is our sponsor, and they can take it to their tent and get a prize. And we have other ones that we'll be putting on Come See Me tattoos on the kids. So,
and I'm sure, of course, Glenn and Glenda will also be at the event.
6 o'clock sharp. Okay. We've got Glenn and Glenda for our famous kazoo parade.
So it's at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
And are the kazoos provided?
Yes. We have kazoos that are provided. They take a little. That's right, Mom, Dad. Sorry.
You're welcome.
They take a little trip around the fountain with Glenn and Glenda.
Take their kazoos home.
That's right. Yeah, they love it. It's a lot of fun.
Boy, those kazoos. They sound great for one
second. Still hear them.
Still can. Yes. The kazoo parade, though, is definitely worth attending if you've never gone before, or if you've gone before and you just not sure what time, get there at 6, or if you've gone before and your kids are older and they've tapped out of this age bracket and you still want to see it, but to see them all march around Fountain Park.
It's adorable.
Really like a page from a children's book.
That's right.
It's really great. Well, yeah, that kazoo, you can hear it all the way to where Beach Bash is taking place. Brittany, how do you all recruit, I guess, the instruments and or the artists? Do you work with like a group, or have you established a database where you have folks kind of bring in their own instruments?
So, no, we provide all of those. Okay. We've purchased some new ones this year. We have a new steel drum. We have two new steel drums this year. But we just kind of add one every year, kind of think of something next. We have the stand-on piano that they can jump around and play on. So,
like in the movie Big?
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Cool!
We try to add a new instrument every year. So,
And we've got really talented volunteers. Yeah. We have a few folks that have volunteered for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had two guys that actually knew how to play the guitar. So they were at our guitar station and kind of teaching the little ones how to use it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What's the best part about being a team leader and a volunteer for the Come See Me Festival?
I think just seeing the community come together, to having a fun, safe space for everyone to really get involved. That's kind of my favorite thing.
Being involved in the community.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to bring in Jamie Brannon, because right outside of Musical Mania, you have Chalk on Maine.
That's correct.
And boy, these two events complement each other very nicely. And same thing, just kind of tell us about the location and what do folks need to remember when they come out to Chalk on Maine.
Yeah, sure. So we'll be right beside Musical Mania. You know, the street right there on Fountain Park. Just, you know, the kids will have, you know, I was going to pick up the chalk and, you know, we've got over 100 pounds of chalk. And now, Lucas, I know you work out, so 100 pounds, you know, it's a good bit. So we're looking forward to, you know, just like Tara was saying, just to have the kids come out. The weather is going to be great. Just looking forward to it. The event is from 4:30 to 7. Just come out. We will provide all the chalk. We have the buckets. We'll play some music. So it's just a great time for not only the kids, but the adults can get out, mingle around. And we do have adults, some artists that come out and draw. So it's such a good time, and it's such a good thing for Rock Hill.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, because I remember last year seeing the pictures. I mean, some of the artwork, and some of that is from the kids, but adults can also join in on that fun if they want to.
Exactly. If they're feeling froggy, they can definitely grab a bucket of chalk, and you know, we're not going to turn away an adult with a young heart. So it's great.
I love leaving Beach Bash and seeing all the art, the chalk art that still is on the road there. And to your point, I think every year I snap like a really and use the portrait mode on my phone, and I'm like, this is a gorgeous picture. And it's all done with chalk.
Exactly. I mean, you said it. Some of the talent that these kids have, it's just like, wow, you know. And it's great to see. Great event. Great. Like I said, for Rock Hill and the community.
Well, it's also great because Chalk on Main is located right there beside Musical Mania. Both of these events are this Friday, April the 4th. Chalk on Main goes from 4:30 until 7. Musical Mania goes from 4:30 to 6:30. Is that you'll see kids. As kids do, they have the attention span of a gnat. So after banging on the drums for 3 seconds, they're like, what else can we do? Yeah. Then they run over and do Chalk on Main. And then after they get bored there, then they run back over to Musical Main. So all they do is just keep going back and forth.
Exactly.
Back and forth, which is why both of these events complement each other. And Jamie, the same question that we asked Brittany and Tara, what is it about being a team leader and being a volunteer with Come See Me that means so much to you?
Yeah, and for me, it's giving back to the community that's given me so much. Just seeing, you know, seeing all the artwork, seeing the kids come out, the parents, you know, they're talking, they're mingling, they're having fun, and that's basically what Come See Me is all about. We want the atmosphere of, like Tara was saying, a safe space for everyone, and just come out, enjoy it. It's a good 10-day festival, so there's plenty of activities for the family.
All right, once again, this Friday, April the 4th, you've got Musical Mania from 4:30 to 6:30 and Chalk on Main from 4:30 to 7.
And make sure you stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI FM 100.1 and AM 1340, the official voice of the Come See Me Festival since 1962.